sir.
Thank you.
Yes?
Mr. Bundy, you're 90.
Deliver a letter or something like this tomorrow. I want your judgment. I haven't talked to anybody else about it. It's my own idea, and I just asked Dick Goodman to draft it.
Yeah.
My dear Mr. Secretary General, for some days now, American forces have been in Santo Domingo in an effort to protect the lives of Americans and the nationals of other countries in the face of increasing violence and disorder. We took this step when and only when we were informed by police and military officials of the Dominican Republic that they were no longer in a position to guarantee law and order or the safety of foreign nationals. Safety of our people and foreign nationals.
Right.
In the last day, the situation is continuously disintegrating. Violence and disorder have increased. The danger to the life of foreign nationals and thousands of Dominican citizens or our fellow citizens of the hemisphere is on the increase. Moreover, there are significant disturbing signs that revolutionary aims are being perverted. Powers outside the Dominican Republic and those allied with such powers are gaining control over the rebel movement. Thus, the legitimate aspirations of the Dominican people for progress, democracy, and social justice are in the severest danger. The principles of the inter-American system which support these aspirations are deeply menaced. Therefore, the inter-American system and its principal organ, the Organization of American States, has a grave and immediate responsibility. The future of that system may well be at stake. It is important, therefore, that action be immediate. If the Council should decide to appoint a commission, it is critical the commission begin its task today or tonight. For loss of time may mean that it's too late to bring about a ceasefire and the establishment of true democracy. And this, I'm sure, is what the people of the Dominican Republic want. Late action or delay in such a case may mean a failure to accomplish the agreed objectives of the American states. The eyes of the entire hemisphere are upon you, Mr. Secretary General. Your outstanding reputation for wisdom and statesmanship and the ability to act decisively is the focus of the hopes of the people in every land of this continent. I want you to know my deep admiration for your leadership and my complete confidence you'll be able to act with the speed which alone can bring success. It is indeed fortunate a man of your distinction to helm in this critical hour. I assure you of the complete cooperation of my government in this matter and in future matters your concern. I have instructed all of my officers to give your wishes to counsel the highest priority and the most immediate consideration. Sincerely, Lyndon Johnson.
It's a very powerful letter. The trouble with it is, of course, that it pins us to the notion of emerging revolutionary forces, which when we want to do, we want to do in a big, bold way. I wonder what would happen if you telephoned him and said, damn it, we've got to have your support and your mission this afternoon because you know and I know what an edgy situation that is. If we can get through this without your having to make a public statement that the revolution is at hand, we're better off, and I don't think that's necessarily the club that we want to use. You're not trying to lay that base now, are you? You're trying to get that commission down there.
Yes.
It seems to me that
I wanted to have something that I could show to when they don't act.
Yeah.
That I had done everything I could. I don't like to sit here and let them make a war.
Trouble is, those letters leak, Mr. President.
What?
You can't send him a private letter. There isn't any such thing.
I don't want to. I intended it leak.
Well, if they do act and it works, do you want to be that far on record that the reason is against the revolutionaries? I think myself, the odds are, if Bosch really does call Mora, as Abe says he's going to, and if Bunker keeps up the heat, and if the Nuncio's cable to Mora works, that these fellas are going to send their commission. And I think for the moment that commission will go better without a warning from the President of the United States that they damn well better spot those communists. You see what I mean?
No, I don't quite follow. I would just think that it would make us look better in the hemisphere. What I'd do on my own, without any expert guiding, would be to deliver that by you or the top man I had here, Rusk or somebody right from the White House, to him, as quick as it could. The next thing I'd do is put it on the wire to every American ambassador. The next thing I'd do is let it leak out the letter had been sent. Next thing I'd do is see that Bosch had a copy of it. The next thing I'd do is, if they don't do anything about it, I'd yell to high heaven and I'd beg, and I'm not going to stand by and let them thing happen. If they did do something about it, I'd be home. Now, that's my reaction. Now, what's faulty about it?
Well, if they do something about it and they do send it out, they're doing it under enormous pressure from you, which they will cite.
Well, and, it's good pressure. Everybody wants the OAS in there, don't they?
Everybody wants them in there, but not for that reason, Mr. President, right now. I mean, the letter is full of the menace of communism, and that we have not stated in our pressures on these people. And the question is precisely when you want to be publicly in that position, and I hadn't thought you wanted to be there right now. I would have thought that you could get the immediate impact of telephoning Mora. You can always say later that you did telephone him, that you put all the heat in the world on him, and pressed upon him the importance to peace, were shared by, after all, we now have Bosch's people, we have the other side, we have the missions down there, we have the nuncio, we have a very substantial general public record that they ought to get a commission down there tonight. Now, I don't think that if you don't get a commission, the fact that you made all these efforts is going to be very easy to establish. What I'm worried about is getting into the public record that the reason for the commission going down there is to stop the commies, because there's just a chance that someone will get that you'll stir opposition in the OAS. I don't think that would happen, actually. I'm simply trying to state the other side of the
case. Well, all right, let's see. Suppose we don't make it public, just deliver it to him privately and don't say anything about it until they act. If they act, we could claim credit for it. If they don't, we'd be protected.
You can deliver it. I would want to know what Bunker thought about some of the passages in it as to whether they would or wouldn't stir him onward. That's sort of the operational question. And Bunker's probably the best single judge of that.
Well, suppose I type it up and send it down to you and you take it from there.
I will. Yes, I've seen that.
What's that?
I sent that up to you. Well, it means, I think, that our people are also involved in the ceasefire and that it looks as if it might actually happen.
All right. I'll get this right to you.
Okay, sir.
Put that on quick as you can out there and get me a letter.